Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show as Michael's out today observing the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Thanks for listening.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, I think it is the greatest nation on God's green earth. Great in the sense of being consequential, important, indispensable. But in terms of the quality of life, well, according to a new study, not so much. There is a brand new study that is worth taking a look at, which is measures a quality of life index for countries around the world. Most countries across the globe report an improving standard of living since 2011. This report says for the United States, well, we're in a class by ourselves. And this, by the way, they make clear, is a process that began long before Trump became president. This is not just another hit piece on Donald Trump. There are plenty of those. We will get to that in a moment. We will also be speaking with Wilfred Riley, very popular guest on this show, a professor at Kentucky State University, and he actually wants to respond as a black scholar, prominent black scholar, to something that the president is doing that he supports and I support strongly, which is trying to make sure that the 1619 project of the New York Times does not creep into curricula for schools all across the country. Why not? What's the problem with the 1619 project? Don't people need to know about slavery and its legacy? Sure, but we'll be speaking with Professor Riley about that in a little bit later this hour. But first off, Nick Kristof of the New York Times got an advance copy of a study that is just going to be issued tomorrow. Maybe it's appropriate that it's September 11th tomorrow, which we should also talk about. But the new study, which is called the Social Progress Index, does not have good news for the United States. New data suggests that the United States is one of just a few countries around the world that is slipping backward, writes Nick Kristof. The newest Social Progress Index, which has its official release tomorrow, finds that out of 163 countries assessed worldwide, there are only three where people are worse off than when the index began in 2011. That's pretty good for the world. 160 countries move forward, three move backward. Which are the three that move backward? The United States, Brazil, and Hungary are the only ones in which people are worse off, according to the Social Progress Index, than when the index began in 2011. And the declines in Brazil and Hungary were much smaller than America's. Well, Hungary in particular is a much smaller country. Brazil is two-thirds of the size of America. The data point paint an alarming picture, says the report, of the state of our nation. We hope it will be a call to action, says Michael Porter, a Harvard Business School professor and the chair of the advisory panel for the Social Progress Index. It's like we're a developing country. The index is inspired by research of Nobel Prize-winning economists, collects 50 metrics of well-being. They include nutrition, safety, freedom, the environment, health, education, and more. All of this measures the quality of life. What's the number one country in the world? I'll bet you can guess. Jeremy, I bet in particular you can guess. The number one country in the world, as it has been for some years, and all of these measures of happiness and prosperity, number one on these surveys, it's always either Norway or Finland. Two Nordic countries, and yes, the Nordic Museum here in Seattle is just reopening now on a limited social distancing basis. But in any event, Norway is number one. And number two, oh, what a surprise, Finland. These are small countries which, by the way, are not socialist countries. They have free market economies. They have generous social welfare policies. And particularly, they get the issue of public safety and the issue of education right. The education systems work well in those countries. You can't deny it. By the way, Poland has a world-class education system. The United States, work in progress. We can do better, as President Kennedy said as his campaign slogan way back in 1960. Okay. The number one countries are in order. Norway, number one. Number two, Denmark. Sorry. Finland, number three. Followed by New Zealand. Okay, so it's not all Nordic. I mean, New Zealand, and look how well New Zealand did with the coronavirus. And they did quite well, even though they're having some more lockdowns right now. What's the very worst country in terms of the standard of living? But they still feel that it's been moving forward. But at the bottom of the barrel, absolute bottom of the barrel, the kind of country that needs a lot of help and a lot of prayer. That country is South Sudan. And, yes, there are very big problems in South Sudan. Other countries at the bottom, Chad, the Central African Republic, and Eritrea. All countries on the continent of Africa. The United States, despite its immense wealth, military power, and cultural influence, ranks 28th. We slipped from 19th in 2011. Now, that's a big decline. 19th is respectable, kinda. 28th? The index now puts the United States behind significantly poorer countries, including Estonia, the Czech Republic, Cyprus, and Greece. Greece has been making a comeback, and boy, I hope we give them some support in standing up to the Turks, because they are facing a real challenge there. We are no longer the country we like to think we are, said Professor Porter. The United States ranks number one in the world in the quality of our universities, but number 91 in access to quality basic education. I think the fact that we do so well in universities actually relates to the fact that we do so poorly in basic access to education. Let me explain. One of the mistakes that has permeated our educational policy in this country for about 50 years and needs to be changed, and the only person I know in politics who actually talks about this meaningfully is Marco Rubio, and good for him. The problem is, in the United States, we now do not have different tracks for people. Preparing people to get a job when they graduate from high school. Because, look, right now there's still 15% of Americans do not graduate from high school. And it's fewer than half of Americans who graduate from college. So we have a big, terrible mistake at the heart of our education system, which is that the goal for everybody in education, starting when you're in kindergarten, usually, or preschool, is I want to get into college, I want to go to college, everybody's on a college track, everybody's supposed to go to college. College is not for everybody. It's a waste of time for some people. And we used to have a much better approach. By the way, U.S. schools used to be famous around the world. People would come to United States public schools, this is before World War II, to study them. and to study what American schools got so right. This doesn't happen anymore. We're ranked 91. What else about this study, and what does it say about our politics? We will get to that. We'll also get to the trouble with the 1619 Project and more with Wilfred Riley coming up on The MedVet Show.
You're listening to a best of The Michael MedVet Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show, talking a little bit about the American crisis. And it really is a crisis of confidence and people having an overwhelming sense And again, if you look at all of, I checked it again just now, if you take a look at all of the polling about do you think America's headed in the right direction or the wrong direction, less than 30% of Americans. It's actually 29%. For some reason, it went up 1 point between yesterday and today. This is an average of polls at Real Clear Politics on people. 29% of Americans think we're headed in the right direction. 66% think we're headed the wrong way. And I've just been talking a little bit about what I think is an interesting study and one that it's worth coming to terms with, which is a study by the Social Progress Index, which says that over the last 9 years, since 2011, America is one of only three countries in the world that's moved backward by a range of measures. Now, not by every measure, because the United States actually does well in some regards. We have, for instance, we're number one in the world quality of universities. We're also number one in medical technology. Yet we are 97 in access to quality health care. Same way we're number one in terms of the universities, and we are number 91 in terms of the access to quality basic education. The social index finds that Americans have health statistics similar to those of people in Chile, Jordan, and Albania. While kids in the United States get an education roughly on a par with what children get in Uzbekistan and Mongolia. That sounds terrible, but I'm sure they have some okay schools in Uzbekistan and Mongolia. A majority of countries have lower homicide rates, and most other advanced countries have lower traffic fatality rates and better sanitation and internet access. Okay. Can all of this be improved? Part of it, what this has to do with is obviously we had the Great Recession starting in 2008. This first measure that they're basing all this on, the direction that we're moving, is from 2011. But some of it is just long-term problems that we have not addressed. One of the things that President Trump promised and ignored was the idea of an infrastructure program, something to repair failing bridges. I mean, here in Seattle, we wanted to go during the Labor Day weekend over to West Seattle. And the West Seattle Bridge, which is a key artery, it's closed because Air Freight is going to fall down. And, of course, it took them forever and way over budget to fix the viaduct and actually take it down and replace it with a tunnel. And we seem to have a problem getting stuff done. And there's been lots of stuff that has been written about this and where it's very, very clear that part of the problem is over-regulation, over-bureaucratization, and what basically has been fairly anemic growth. Now, President Trump had the growth rate going again. It was not the greatest growth in American history, but it was fine. It was robust. It was better than it had been. And 3% growth is terrific for people, and that can mean that on social welfare indexes like this, that people can feel my life is improving. Because that's the really terrible thing. The data for the latest index predates COVID-19, which has had a disproportionate impact on the United States and seems likely to exacerbate the slide in America's standing. One new study suggests that in the United States, symptoms of depression have risen threefold since the pandemic began. And poor mental health is associated with other risk factors for well-being. The decline of the United States over the last decade in this index, biggest decline of any country in the world, is a reminder that we Americans face structural problems that predate President Trump. and that festered under leaders of both parties. Trump is a symptom, writes Nicholas Kristof, of the larger malaise and also a cause of its acceleration. And then he quotes a Dartmouth economist named David Blanchflower, who has new research showing that the share of Americans reporting, in effect, that every day is a bad mental health day has doubled over the past 25 years. Blanchflower says rising distress and despair are largely American phenomena not observed in other advanced countries. And look, is any of this on the ballot this time? Well, one of the things that it seems to me leads to this despair is the hysterical polarization of our politics. The idea that you see the other guys who are bound to take power at some point, and you have to work with at some point because nothing else ever gets done, seeing the other guys as murderers, as cannibals, as pedophiles, that's the QAnon vision of things. Seeing the other guys as attempting a coup or to steal your vote or to steal the election or to destroy all the institutions you care about, for goodness sake, it is completely necessary if we're going to make any meaningful progress in this country to get our history right, which is why I spend so much of my time writing about history. And by the way, I do urge people to go to the Medved History Store, where you really can gain a lot of appreciation of the truth about the United States. Or also, I'm very proud of the fact my book, The 10 Big Lies About America, The 10 Big Lies About America are, the 10th big lie is one that says America is in an irreversible decline. And one of the things that I salute Nick Kristof for in writing about this social progress index is he doesn't say anything's irreversible. Nothing's irreversible with America. We've had tough times before. The Depression and World War II were enormously tough. The Civil War was a nightmare with unbelievable death. But if Americans actually work together and can stop the basic attacks on people who may disagree with you about some things but still love their country, to stop that, then we can do anything. And at his best, that's something that Donald Trump tries to talk about. Wilfred Riley is somebody who talks about that a lot. He is part of the 1776 Unites campaign, which has a real answer to the whole 1619 project that says America's all about slavery and racism. We'll speak to Professor Riley coming right up.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing back against a report that claims he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, the president calling it totally fake news. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding,
And we've seen this play out before, where there was a hit piece about the president's taxes just before a debate, and an accurate one at that. This is the same playbook they tried in 2016, the same playbook that the American people rejected, and will do so again.
President Trump also calling for the U.S. attorney in Minnesota to investigate a report claiming Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's supporters were illegally ballot harvesting in the state. Ballot harvesting is when a third party collects ballots from voters and brings them to polling stations. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, President of the United States has spoken very strongly, it feels, it seems to me, and appropriately, in condemnation of attempts to infiltrate American classrooms with the 1619 Project from the New York Times. A project which many historians, left, right, and center, in fact, have criticized highly. It's not written by historians. It is written by activists. And the 1619 Project, of course, suggests that the entire nation has been based on racism and slavery from its very beginnings. To talk about that and the idea of censorship by the president, censorship of the history of slavery, it's a pleasure to welcome Wilfred Riley back. He's an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University, which is a historically black institution. He also teaches courses in the college's intelligence minor, including cybersecurity and counterterrorism. And Dr. Riley is the author most recently of the books Hate Crime Hoax and Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About It, and we've spoken to Dr. Riley about that both. He's also a leading member of the 1776 Unites campaign. We'll get to that. Dr. Riley, first of all, there's a headline over in Newsweek. It says, after 1619 Project threat, Trump accused of trying to censor history of slavery. Do you think that's a fair charge against the president?
No. Essentially, what Donald Trump is doing right now is attempting to ban certain forms of critical race theory from being taught in, for example, training sessions for higher level U.S. government employees. So obviously, first of all, the president doesn't determine the curriculum of the educational and secondary schools around the country. More importantly, critical race theory, at least in the extreme forms that we're talking about and not discussing at the governmental level, isn't the history of slavery. Everyone favors teaching the history of slavery. Slavery was a brutal practice. It was universal around the world. Here in America, it involved my group, African Americans. Critical race theory is simply defined the idea that every system within society is racist, at least if it produces any differential outcomes among groups. So the SAT is racist, the system of taxation is racist, the prison system is racist. And I don't necessarily think that's something that should be taught to people working for the state that are going to have to be in charge of administering these systems. But that, simply put, has nothing at all to do with teaching the standard history of slavery in the schools. No president or any one other individual could stop that.
Right, and the 1619 Project goes way beyond teaching the standard history of slavery. This is interesting, Wilfred, if I may. I recently went back and looked at my college textbook in basic American history, and the slavery sections were written by Kenneth Stamp, who was a professor at Berkeley, who wrote a searing book about how cruel and evil and deformed and wretched slavery was in every way. And this was taught way back. That textbook was from the 50s. And so it's not all of a sudden that we're just discovering slavery, is it?
No, of course not. I don't think that there would be even 1% approval in the United States for kind of the debater's thesis, slavery was good. Really, the debate about how to teach slavery depends largely on the context people want to put around it. So, for example, in the slavery and oppression lesson in a high school textbook, I would also mention the devastating wars between whites and Native Americans. I'm not saying this is as bad as slavery, the second one, but I would mention the indenture of Irishmen and Chinese Americans. I would mention slavery around the world so that students weren't left with the false impression that we were the worst country in history. So that's the debate. How much context do you provide between sort of center, right, and left? There's absolutely no one advocating for not teaching slavery anywhere on the spectrum from Ben Shapiro to Tim Weiss. Nobody. And you're absolutely right. These books have been written by mainstream politically centrist publishers since, I believe, the 1930s. In fact, 1940s, we've had a national standard. The issue with the 1619 Project is that many of the things they say are empirically false, i.e., yeah, I don't think that's too blunt. I mean, the United States Revolutionary War was fought to preserve slavery. That is a remarkable statement. The Revolutionary War was fought to make the country less free. African Americans fought largely alone for civil rights, is another famous comment from Nicole Hannah Jones. No, we didn't. At the time the Civil Rights Act passed, 98 of the members of the U.S. Senate were Caucasian, the other two were Chinese American. So objecting to teaching that sort of thing, which is ahistorical, doesn't translate to not teaching about black triumphs or not teaching about slavery at all.
Yeah, of course not. And look, it's one of those things when you were talking about the American Revolution, in my Revolution series, which is available at MedVed History Store, people learn that the French who came over and fought alongside the Americans and saw Washington's Continental Army at Yorktown were astonished to see that upwards of 10% of the troops were black. They were free men of color who fought as American patriots and fought for the same ideals of liberty and freedom that their white counterparts did. And that, it seems to me, is part of the history that Nicole Hannah Jones scrupulously ignores. The Ryan Tannehill of the Tennessee Titans says that we need to understand that the U.S. was founded upon racist ideas. Really? How do you answer that as part of this 1776 Unites campaign?
I think when you compare your society to other societies, you need to pick other societies that actually exist. It's not very useful to compare yourself to Utopia or to heaven because you'll always lose.
Or to Wakanda.
or to Wakanda, or to Asgard, if you want to flip things over to the Caucasian side. None of those places actually exist in reality. Asgard is the home of fictional gods, and Wakanda comes close. So in reality, in the United States, one sentence, I think the principles on which the United States was founded are better than those of virtually any other society. Human beings are imperfect. If you look at 1776, that period in actual history, most other countries, black, white, and Asian, had kings with dictatorial powers, whereas we did not. So if you want to critique the United States, you would definitely have to critique virtually every other country that existed at the time. The many highly civilized black regimes like Ashanti largely survived on the sale of slaves. You're talking about Napoleon and these sort of individuals over in, at the time, very brutal white Europe. So I think we did at least as well as the competition.
How about Senator Tim Kaine, former vice presidential nominee for the Democrats, said the United States created slavery and didn't inherit slavery from anybody?
I think that's an insane comment. Slavery is clearly detailed in the writings of the ancient Romans and Greeks. Aristotle said that you needed a balance of beating and feeding to keep a slave in line. I mean, so this is an ancient human evil. All of these things, the maltreatment of women, clashes between the great races, brutality to battle captives, the enslavement of some of them, these aren't things that began in America. These are things that, to a greater extent than any other society, except a few of our modern competitors, Japan perhaps, we have fixed, we have remedied. And very quickly, only an insane society would teach its own children to hate it. Even if we have problems in our history, and we do, we should talk about them honestly in the early chapters of the book and then get on to our triumphs. It would be very, very bizarre to read a Chinese or French history book that discussed only battles that those great, magnificent countries lost, because nobody does that. We shouldn't be the first. That would be something truly unique in history.
Beautifully said, and God bless you in your work. We have information about Wilfred Riley's work and the 1776 Unites Coalition and campaign. That's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with statements from the National Security Advisor today on President Trump and coronavirus. Coming up. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
You're listening to a best of the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I do want to note that over the last few days, actually over the weekend, we lost a member of our extended family on the Medved Show. Jeremy Steiner's grandfather passed from the world at the age of 97. And what a remarkable life. A life that had been led in the Pacific Northwest since the 1930s. And he was a veteran of World War II, fought in the United States Army, was very much an American patriot, loved this country, loved what this country meant, and was a representative of the greatest generation. And he passed away with an amazing family, really amazing family, all around him, and offering him blessings. And also, he was a absolutely fanatical diehard Mariners fan. And even though the Mariners, their winning streak ended, hopefully it will soon resume, Jeremy's grandfather was mentioned in the Mariners broadcast. And probably not the right context that he would have chosen. The Mariners lost to the Giants 10-1 that night. But still, may his memory continue to be a blessing to all of his many, many descendants. Jeremy, have you figured out how many great-grandchildren? That's a tough part to figure out. Yeah, you got to add it all up because it... And this, by the way, Rick Riz, who is the voice of the Mariners since the loss of the great Dave Niehaus. He was partners with Dave Niehaus for a long time. He's a great broadcaster. Here is Rick Riz giving a tribute to Jeremy's grandfather. Listen.
Giants, here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a foul out of play in the first base side by Dubon. And the count is even, one ball and one strike. Got some sad news today. Found out that a good friend of ours, he worked here for many years as an usher, Art Olson, passed away at the age of 97 on Friday evening. Always loved talking baseball with Art. Here's the pitch on the way. Swinging a foul out of play on the first base side. And the count is now 1-2 on Dubon. His grandson, Jeremy Steiner, gave us the information. His grandpa, Art, was an usher for Mariners games for many years. I got to know him year after year. He's from Chicago, and he would always love to come by the booth and talk about the Cubs back in the day and the Chicago White Sox back in the day. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive right to the shortstop. J.P. Crawford makes the catch, and that will retire the side. Sad to hear the passing of our good friend, Art Olson. We go to the top of the fifth inning in San Francisco. Our score, it's the Giants 4 and the Mariners nothing.
Next time, I hope that they actually win one for Grandpa Olson. He won one for the Mariners or the Cubs. And at least he lived to see the impossible, which was a world championship for the Cubs. All right, speaking of the impossible, Robert O'Brien, who is the National Security Advisor, he replaced John Bolton, Robert O'Brien today defended the president's handling on Fox of the coronavirus. And it's significant from Advisor O'Brien because he had the coronavirus. He himself is a survivor of the dreaded virus. Here's what he had to say, clip 5A.
That was something we were concerned about at the NSC. Our job is to look around the corner and see threats that maybe the IC or other folks aren't seeing. It was a threat we saw, and we conveyed it to the president. And by the way, he took very prompt action within 48 hours of that warning. And at the time, there were no deaths in the U.S., very few cases. He banned travel from China within 48 hours of us giving that advice, and there were very few people who thought that was a good idea at the time other than the president, so I give him a lot of credit.
In the Woodward book, they say that his advisors strongly urged the president to take that step. He took the right step. And here is Advisor O'Brien, head of the National Security Council, the NSC, talking about the Woodward book specifically. Listen.
Yeah, the actions are one thing. He often talks about those. But what he's saying to Bob Woodward behind the scenes in these interviews is different than what he's saying publicly about it. Do you see a disparity there?
No, I don't see a disparity. I mean, look, we saw the threat of a pandemic. I'm not a public health professional or a doctor. We thought that this would be could potentially be a widespread pandemic. I'd seen this in a prior administration, the Bush administration, when we saw SARS. We've seen swine flu, avian flu come out of China. And we know that communist parties, their first reaction to something is to cover it up. So we had a gut feel that the Chinese communists would cover this up the same way the Soviets did with Chernobyl. So we saw a real threat. Of course, we didn't know at the time, and the WHO was saying that there was no human-to-human transmission at the time. The Chinese were downplaying it. We didn't know how it would play out as a virus. It turned out to be resilient and nasty. But at the time, we saw the threat of a pandemic. The president took extraordinary action, but at the same time, he didn't want to panic folks, and the public health professionals and the WHO and others were downplaying the threat. So I think he took just the right approach. He was calm. He was resolute. He was confident. And in the month of February, he got the vaccine program going. He got the therapeutics program going. He got the ventilator program going. And we've done things that haven't been done since World War II in this country.
That's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. All right, he talked about the Chinese trying to cover up the coronavirus, and of course they did. They are also trying to cover up the new release of the Mulan movie in China. Why? Because there are people around the world who are protesting it because it was filmed right near the ongoing genocide against the Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. In any event, that brings us back to the old animated version of Mulan from 1988. Wow, so long ago. Is that worth seeing to set you up for this new film? We have a review. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
In 1998, Disney took a chance on a lavish animated film based on Chinese folklore and a young girl, a Disney princess really, Mulan, who takes the place of her crippled father in fighting for the ancient emperor. With a new live-action version attracting global attention, intrigued moviegoers may want to take a look back at this 1998 cartoon version, free on Disney Plus and available to rent on other platforms.
I've heard a great deal about you. Soon the world will know.
know the great things you have done.
You'll notice that I said cartoon version because this film isn't just animated. It's silly and childish in the worst way. The music is forgettable. The attempts at comedy are mostly lame. And the only element worth noting in favor of this original production is that with its G rating, it's far more appropriate for kids than the more intense and impressive live-action remake. Only 2 stars for the animated Mulan. And that is, of course, a release from 1998. I misspoke when I said 1988. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about a bunch of more serious movies than Mulan. I can't believe that the Chinese... The only hope for Disney to make back their $200 million on this film was for it to be a hit in China, which the first Mulan wasn't. And now the Chinese Communist Party, because of controversy surrounding the film, despite the fact that it's very lavish and it portrays medieval China as almost a wonderland, despite all of that, they're refusing to allow the press in that country to publicize the new film at all. Michael Anton worked for the Trump administration as a foreign policy advisor. He now is a lecturer for Hillsdale College. He suggests that there may be plots in open view of the whole world by the Democrats to stage a military coup against President Trump.
You're listening to a best of The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. And their furious reaction to confirmation plans for a successor to the late Justice Ginsburg, Democrats insist it's all about timing. But even if she had passed or resigned 2 years earlier, would Democrats offer more cooperation in approving a successor? Gorsuch and Kavanaugh were both appointed years ahead of any presidential contest, but still drew near unanimous Democratic opposition. Clarence Thomas provoked frenzied partisan attempts to defeat and discredit him, as did the esteemed Judge Robert Bork in 1987, though both votes took place more than a year before presidential balloting. Meanwhile, Republicans made no similar attempts to destroy Democratic nominees, giving bipartisan support to Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Stephen Breyer, and yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Why the contrast? Democrats view the judiciary as a political branch of government for enacting progressive reforms that lack popular support for legislative action. Their resulting politicization of the confirmation process makes the judiciary the target of narrow and destructive partisanship. I'm Michael Medved.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from C Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. C Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C-Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.